I'm joined here in the Padres clubhouse by Brandon Dixon in the lineup here tonight for the Padres as they take on the LA Dodgers. Brandon, you got here on Tuesday, your hometown team, Escondido native. What have these first few days been like here in the Padres clubhouse?
It's been awesome. You know, it's been everything you think it would be. It's always fun to come up here and be playing meaningful games. To be in the lineup and to get a chance to help the team, it's exciting.
You have a pretty good amount of big league experience, time with the Tigers, hit a lot of home runs for the Tigers in 2019. But like you said, thrown into the midst of a real postseason race here, I'm sure you saw the last couple of nights, the atmosphere is intense. From that perspective, watching from the dugout these first couple of days, what has that been like?
It's what you dream of. You know, it's playing meaningful games with fans in the stands and, Padres, Dodgers. It's exciting. It's fun. But at the end of the day, you know, it's another baseball game and you got to go out and compete and try and put more runs on the board.
You've had a pretty interesting journey to this point, time in the minor leagues, time with the Tigers, time in Japan last season. I want to ask you about that in a second. How would you sum up the journey here to the Padres?
It's been wild. 2 months ago I was considering getting surgery and maybe not playing anymore. So having that conversation with my wife and then to be talking to you a couple months later in the lineup for the Padres, it's wild, but I'm here for a reason and I'm excited to be here.
What kind of surgery, if you can tell us, were you considering?
On my left elbow, I had a collision at first base, but the doctors here kept looking at the MRIs and, they helped me out with that decision and said, hey, if you give it, a little bit longer, we might see some improvements. And there hasn't been an issue since that time.
You played in Japan last season. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. I loved my time over there. It was a little bit different with the whole COVID, but as far as the country goes, the food, the people, the baseball experience, it was great. I loved it.
Again, we're joined by Brandon Dixon in the lineup tonight, about to make his Padres debut as the Padres take on the LA Dodgers in the rubber game of this three-game series. You grew up in Escondido. You told us the other day you came to Padres games as a kid. Your best friend had season tickets. You were here at Petco Park. A lot of friends and family here tonight?
They're going to be cycling in and out over the whole weekend. So, I think my mom, my wife will be here, aunts, uncles, a bunch of different people. So, it's exciting always to play in front of them and have them kind of enjoy this experience as well.
I know it's only been 48 hours or so, but have you gone to any restaurants, any coffee shops you like here in town?
Me and my wife went over to Pacific Beach and got some breakfast over on the water. I think it was yesterday. And then today we just kind of walked around downtown. But this is where I grew up, obviously not in San Diego, but coming down here, it feels like home. So it's great to be here.
Well, as a Pacific Beach resident myself, welcome to Pacific Beach. Glad you had a good breakfast. Taking a look at your numbers in the minor leagues this season, at both AA and AAA, not all that many games played, but boy, a lot of home runs. You really unlocked some power, and like we said earlier, also showed power with the Tigers certainly as well, and in previous stops in the minors. But this season, what has allowed you to unlock what seems like quite a bit of power?
I think it's a mix of experience, a few adjustments with my swing, and then just kind of getting back to a little bit of what I was doing in 2019. And at the time, I didn't really understand, what was helping me be successful. And then the second half, I kind of struggled. And so it's been a journey to kind of unlock and learn a little bit more about my swing and what I need to do to stay consistent.